This is a good morning to some, a good afternoon to others, and a good night to the rest of y'all. This is Steve J on the Rolling Through Podcast, and I'm coming through, doing as I do, back, right back at you. About time I'm back, you know, it's been way too long. There's been a lot going on, a lot of energies going on and hitting the earth and hitting me and hitting you and hitting us all, right? It's been very interesting. This is like just amazing. But before I get into that, let me send my number one blessings to you and your family and to everyone who could possibly hear my voice near or far. I send my blessings to you. I send my gratitude and I send the best wishes for you and your life. I'm sending it your way as we speak. Now, let me kind of get into this. I wanted to kind of get into like an energy update, an energy progression type of thing. Like if you see the energy that's going on this earth today, it's a lot. There's a lot of energy hitting the earth. I mean, we're going through a situation where the sun is explosive, right? It's just, that's actually what's happening. The sun is exploding. There's lots of different energies coming off the sun and it's coming our way, right? We have all these exciting times, these exciting things that are happening. And man, I can't ignore it. I cannot ignore it. The energy of this planet is off the chain, right? Off to another world. I almost don't even know what to say. So wild, so many wild things are going on. My question to you is, how are you? How are you feeling? How's everything going for you in your life today? For me, I know it's been very, very interesting. The energies have hit me in so many different ways. I fell down, I fell up, I fell in the middle. I could just feel everything kind of rotating. And then I look to see the evidence of this outside in the world. When you see all these crazy things going on, the crazy things that are happening in your world and in the world beyond that we all see, right? The collective mind thought of what the world is, right? We can see all of this craziness going on. But my advice to you, as I take some of my own advice, is meditation is the way to go. That is the way for you to get through this time where you may be going through some stuck periods where you feel like you're not moving or where you feel frustrated, angry, upset. You gotta get away from the everyday things that you're doing. Take time out and get back to center. You know, meditation is so powerful. It's quite the most powerful thing. And it hit me the other day when I was meditating. I started having feelings that I haven't felt for years. Numbers of years. I started having feelings to back when I was young, probably about 10 years old, playing video games in my cousin's house. Back during that time, I could feel the energy of that time. It came up in my thoughts, right? And I equate that to, this is me in my meditation, calling my energy back, calling the energy back to me. Those times I spent playing games in my cousin's house, that energy was being called back to me, right? This is what you're doing when you're doing your meditation, your time to yourself. You're calling the energy back to you, to its rightful owner, where it belongs, giving you back the power that you let out. And that's another reason why it's important for us not to get lost in the everyday things that are happening outside in the world, because those things are pulling on our energy. They're pulling our energy away from us and to those things. So the best thing for us to do is to focus on us. Focus on getting our energy where we want it to be. Focus on that inner peace. Focus on that self, that zero point center. Whenever we feel that we're getting overwhelmed or we feel the stress, or just when you wake up in the morning and you feel the heaviness of the day, it's not always you. There are other energies and forces at work here on the planet Earth in which we live. We have come to the time where the Earth is changing. So that means we are changing, and we have to embrace that by allowing things to come into our life in and out as they will, jump in and out. But we have to do it with ease and grace and allow it to be. Because the more we fight against these things, the more these things will become more part of our lives. And in this day and age, what we're trying to do is we want to get to that almost like honey Goldilocks zone where we can enjoy ourselves and deal with the energies at the same time because we can't get around it. So that's all I really wanted to say today. Was the message is for you to not forget yourself in the moving forward of this world and the things that we see going on. Don't forget you. Don't allow these things to become you and destroy you. That is my message. And with love and peace, I send that to you. But don't forget. Please don't forget. Positivity is the key. Love. That's right. Love is the answer. And knowledge is the fee. This is Steve J signing off on a Rolling Through Podcast, sending you love, peace, and blessings.